Here are some clips from this week's deep dive episode of the Bestseller Experiment for Patreon subscribers.
Hello and welcome to the Bestseller Experiment, a special deep dive episode that we record for you, our wonderful Patreon supporters. And I'm delighted to be joined here today by Liz Hurley from Hurley Books, the owner of a bookshop in Cornwall, which sounds like a dream occupation, frankly. Liz, how are you today?
Hello, Mark. I'm really well. Thank you for having me on your show.
Our absolute pleasure. I loved this blog you did, and we're going to put a link to this in the show notes, called Getting Your Book Onto the Shelves of a Bookshop.
The reason I wrote this blog was, over the years, people would walk in, and I would notice a trend of authors discussing how they were approaching bookshops and the advice they were getting. And I was just reading this feedback from people and going, but that's wrong. That's ludic. You can't do, no, that's bad advice. And in the end, I thought, do you know what? I keep saying the same thing. If I write a blog, maybe people will find it. I can point people to it. You're asking them to put your book into their shop. If they're telling you why that would be a barrier, listen to the barrier. I know how terrifying it is to go and to a complete stranger and say, this is my life's work, will you please stock it? And they say no. If you just for a second think that the person at the other end of that conversation is having to look at somebody who is all ego, enthusiastic and hopeful and say no. And that feels horrible. In fact, the majority of authors that come in ask me what I would set as the discount. What are my terms? And I think if you're running a business, you need to understand where your profit margin is and where your bottom line is.
You can help support the podcast. Subscribe today at bestsellerexperiment.com/support. That's bestsellerexperiment.com/support. Thanks again.